Namaste, everyone. Today is a special recording of Dyslexia Jewels. I can't explain how excited Janie and I are because we have guests from India today. And we wanted to reach out to our fellow, I guess, people who have struggled with learning challenges or dyslexia or that label that is so it's just not the correct label for what goes on in our brains, right? And so today we have two wonderful guests who are so creative and so inspiring. And I'm going to let Sanchari talk to you first and tell us a little bit about who you are, where you live, and just give us all the good juicy details.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we are excited too, because I believe this is not only a podcast, this is a message of love which breaks geographical domestic walls, man-made domestic walls. On that note, I would like to introduce myself. I am a vehement enthusiast. I am basically someone who is a social change catalyst. That's how I say, always feel that a social responsibility towards bringing change in the society. Right now, I belong from a city called City of Joy, Kolkata. It's in West Bengal. And right now, I'm in the southern part of the country. I'm working as a founding member of an organization called AAEE. So that's a pause where I have to take. So with me, I have my friend Chandru Kanesu, who is the founder of AAEE. And this whole concept that when you say dyslexia jewels, that means the specialty of dyslexia, what we are talking about, the superpower. And we believe that every child, not only who is with the superpower of dyslexia, every child is having a superpower and with their unique needs. So AAEE is such a social organization, which is a youth-led, 1 year, 9 month old social startup, which works on need, value, and skill-based learning. And it is working with the children from the challenging background. So we are working with the vision of creating a sky of independence for every child by nurturing them with need, value, and skill-based learning according to the requirement of 21st century. So that's with the vision we founded our organization. Currently, we are working with five government schools here, have reached out to 2,000 plus students. And trust me, when we started working on the ground with this concept of need-based learning, it was alien. But when we actually started making understand the teachers or the parents that your child is special, they are having unique needs. And when they started working on that, magic started happening. And the magician behind all of this is our founder, Chandru Kanesu, who himself has the superpower of dyslexia. I'd like to request Kanesu, if you can say, how was your childhood? And let us all understand what bring you to AAEE. So AAEE actually means these are the first four alphabets of Kannada. Kannada is Chandru's mother tongue. In fact, in all of the Indian languages, mostly the first four alphabets are AAEE. So AAEE, when this concept came to Chandru, he explained me that, you know, in order to bring change, we have to start from the basic level, right from the level when a child learns the alphabet. That is the time when you have to give the care, the empathy, the fear-free environment to make them bloom into the most beautiful flower when they uttered the single letters, A-A-E-E. So that's how AAEE is formed. And the man, the magician behind that beautiful organization is sitting here. So Kanesu, over to Kanesu.
Hi, I'm Chandru Kanesu. So my childhood was good, but the school memories not good, because I face a lot of issues. I can't understand those new languages in my childhood. And I'm not good in studies. Every day the people are scolding me. Hey, you, what you are? You don't know anything. Why you are coming here? To go somewhere and work. And the people are not fine. So you have some creativity skills to go and work on that. And I'm very good singer. I'm very good painter in that time. And the teachers and parents, they always consider your past affair in your subjects. And they're always asking how much marks you got in this subject. Mm-hmm. Like every time teachers scold me, you were the waste. Every time I felt, but one time I felt I am nothing. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. I'm waste product in this world.
What a shame, because teachers now have so much more information and so much more research that helps them understand what dyslexia is. We're still here in the United States working on more and more information, but you brought up a really good point about the first four letters in your language. And that is what we in the United States believe with our dyslexia training, that from, like you said, from the very beginning, the children need to learn the basic sounds of the letters. And that's not being done in all of the school systems. That is something that Janie and I are pushing. I am working with our government here in Georgia to make sure that's done at every school. But I wanted to ask you about the pandemic and how have the children of India been affected by the pandemic with their access to school?
Yeah. So what happened after the pandemic broke down, over 300 million of students were out of the school in India. And a very, very less percent, I think almost only 30% of them had access to high-speed internet. So that means you can understand that what is the scenario, that how the children were cut off from their regular learning. So what happened, it was not only the cut off from their regular learning, but also their everyday life. Children love to express, meet their friends. So they were in their home. And the section of the society with whom we work, they cannot even afford a smartphone. So they use those phone which don't have internet. Their parents are daily wage laborers. Someone works in the construction site, even earning half a dollar per day. So what happens? And many of them started losing their jobs because construction stopped. These kids in their house started going through a lot of emotional traumas. Kids means, child means happiness, but that was lacking. It was not only the unhappiness, but also slowly uncertainty of the world. So many deaths occurring all around started gulping them up. And at the age of 10 or, 11, 12, they started feeling that death can come at any moment. So which stashed away their childhood. And with them, plus the young people who were like in the adolescent age, they were always scared if these things carry on, we'll become unemployed, like we'll not get jobs when we grow up. There's so much less opportunities. So what we found, Kanasu, me and my team, we started doing some research and calling up. They had this regular phone, normal phone. We called them up and started knowing them. What is actually happening? We understood the need of the hour was not that time to push on them the textual studies, not what happened in history or what happened in geography, but rather to equip them to fight with the challenges of life, to make them more resilient, to make them more kind towards other human beings, empathetic towards themselves. So, and our organization uses the technique of art, craft, and the main thing which we aim to do is simplify learning, make it that much, make it, design it according to the daily life activities, as simple as cooking in the house.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, Chand, Kanasu, me and few other team members, we designed a offline need, value and skill based learning module. So over there, what we did, it's a 8 weeks module where the kids learn self-awareness, self-management and social awareness, including how to love nature, how to love yourself. I'll just give you a simple activity. The first activity starts with, you have to see in the mirror and draw your own face and say, I am beautiful.
Oh, that is so inspiring. I love that. And I love the self-management part of it, because I know I have a young son who is 7, and his self-management is, there's none. No, he needs your program. I wanted to showcase behind Kanasu this painting that is behind you or to the side of you. That's your painting, right?
Yes. Can I just focus?
That is absolutely stunning.
Absolutely incredible. Kanasu, I always think that, especially with people with learning disabilities like dyslexia, that our artwork, our creativity is really showing people how brilliant our minds are. And that's why I love art so much. I'm not an artist. I call myself a creativity influencer because I try to pull that creativity out. But when I look at your artwork, I see a brilliant person, you know, a smart person. And I want so desperately for kids to know that, who struggle with this low self-esteem that they have. And I wore purple today. I wanted to share this. I wore purple because when I was in kindergarten, my teacher ridiculed me in front of the whole class because I could not spell purple. And she held up a purple crayon and said, how can you not spell this? Everybody can spell this and pronounce it, but I couldn't. But you know what? It doesn't matter anymore because I know I'm smart. And I love you, Kanasu, because I love your heart to reach children. And I'm hoping that you can share with us maybe a child that you've gotten to know through your organization, where you've seen what you're doing, how that child has changed for the better, how it's impacted his or her life.
Yeah, kind of a success story, in fact, impact story from I.
Yeah. So firstly, I want to say last one year, nine months, we are working in a government school. I started organization. I don't have anything. I felt we have to do something for the children. And we started organization, and we start with working with government, 5 government schools. I saw those children there were really struggling. So government schools, and they have facility, but they don't have the more facility from
private
schools. And the children come from challenging background. They want some really need classes. Me and my team, we start to do volunteer works. So we're very interested to come and working with government schools. And we start, I made video, I put in the Facebook. We get 108 volunteers, and we segregate the volunteers we segregate the volunteers and we send the schools. And the some volunteers, they really did amazing job. And the next step, Sanchari came and we organized the event called
Heart, Learn by Heart.
Learn by Heart. And I'm also learning. It's a very new space for me. And we started the first step, second step, we started learning. And second step, we took the campaign, the hashtag also learning. And we started campaign all over India, learning. Every learning is learning. It's a good. The Sanchari is saying a lot, few minutes back, like cooking is a learning. Yes. Why we are not considering that? Mm-hmm. And the cleaning room and forming, those things we are not considering. It's a work. It's a creativity. And we are not giving respect for that.
Yes, we have a word here, a term in the States. It's called a life skill. And a lot of academic people, I always say, they don't have a lot of life skills. And we have a slang term, we call it street smarts. You're either book smarts or you're street smarts. And I've always had a laugh that I call myself street smart, but it really is about learning to take the superpower that you have and make it your own. And that's exactly what you've done with this organization. I wish so much that your organization had been around when you were in school, because it would have absolutely changed your life, your view of yourself. People with dyslexia are smart. In order to have dyslexia, you have to have an average or above average IQ. And that's something that people don't understand. It's just the way we learn. We learn a different way. Once we can figure that out, we are unstoppable. And thanks to your organization, you are starting to turn that around and create these children with these positive images of themselves. And I absolutely love it. We want to ask one question before we start to close out. Tell us, what advice would you give to a child who comes into your group? What advice would you give them on day one? What would you say to them?
Yeah. So my advice, don't think you don't know. So you have, my policy always, say loudly, I don't know. It's not problem. It's not, I always say, I don't know what I don't know. Just proud yourself. You have amazing skills. So studies is always, studies and skills, and is a different. Don't put down yourself and be with yourself. One day, the people are scolding you. The one day that people appreciate you, and keep hard work.
That was very well said. Very well said. Dyslexia Jewels, we named our podcast Dyslexia Jewels because a jewel is very precious. And to me, there are no two jewels that are the same. They all are sparkly and gorgeous and unique in their own way. And that's very obvious with your work and how you are encouraging children. Thank you for that. You know, I just want to end by saying too that everyone listening, dyslexia is a worldwide issue. It's not an American issue. It's not a Chinese issue. It's not an Indian issue. It's worldwide. 1 in 5 people struggle with this situation. Don't be ashamed. Get help. Janie and I are always here to answer questions. I love it when I get emails and texts from mothers, fathers, whoever. Just text me, ask me, what can I do? What do I need to do? And we will be there to help you. Thank you for listening to episode of Dyslexia Jewels, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
I forgot. How could I forget? Namaste.
So let's together do namaste. Namaste from India. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.